This is a true story taken from an actual medical file.
People do fall in love at first sight. Romantic, but true. Very many happy marriages result when people who've known each other only a very short time are joined together in wedlock. On the other hand, many such marriages do end tragically in the divorce courts. But my point this evening is that sometimes there can be very sound medical reasons why people should not jump rashly into marriage. I'll illustrate this point with a story from my medical file, a story which I've called The Star-Crossed Lovers.
Medical file. Factual stories of the men and women whose vigilance guards our lives. A reconstruction of clinical case histories, step by step with the doctors who were there. Medical file.
And Shirley Daniels were lively, attractive young people. Patients of mine before I retired from practice. And their story was a romantic one from the beginning. They met first one Saturday afternoon at the local tennis club and were attracted to each other from the start. The next day they met again at a picnic organized by their parish church club. Within 2 weeks, they were seeing each other as often as they could. Within 3 weeks, their engagement was announced. And within 6 weeks, as soon as the banns had been called, they were married and set off on their honeymoon. A few days later, the first signs of their problem began to make themselves felt.
Oh, dear.
Bless you, darling.
Oh, what a pest. Jerry, I think I'm getting the most awful cold. And on our honeymoon, too.
Well, colds can strike any time. Never mind, sweetie. We've still got a whole lifetime together. Now, you just stay in bed today. I'll pop down and ask the receptionist if she has an aspirin.
Oh, I should have taken something ages ago. I think this has been building up for weeks. I didn't want to spoil things.
Oh, Shirley, this won't really spoil anything. It gives me a chance to look after you. And you'll see just how well I can do it. Now, you just snuggle down. I'll be right back.
Aspirin, sir? Yes, of course. We always keep some on hand. Your wife isn't ill, I hope.
No, just a bit of a cold, I think. Nothing to worry about. She'll be fine after a day's rest.
Yes, best thing for a cold, I always think. Mm. There you are, sir. There's the aspirin.
Thank you. I just hope I don't catch a cold as well. Here you are, darling. Here's the aspirin. How are you feeling?
Oh, much better. I haven't sneezed since you went to...
Oh,
no.
Never mind. I'm sure we'll be feeling a lot better after a good rest. I'll just sit here and read quietly.
Oh, no, darling, that's not fair. Just because I'm silly enough to get all bunged up, there's no reason why it should spoil your holiday.
I can do without the beach and things for one day.
Oh, yes, but if you stay here, you'll catch my cold, too. I don't want that to happen. No, I insist. You must go out and enjoy yourself. I'll be fine, really, I will.
Well, if you're sure. Actually, I did want to pop along to the chemist today anyway, to see if I could do anything about this rash of mine.
Rash? Let me see.
Well, it's here. Look. All over my arm. And on my neck, too. It's like mad.
Oh, you bet I would say to. I can't have my handsome husband coming out in rashes all over the place. Where did it start?
It's a funny sort of thing, actually. I noticed this itching a few weeks ago, and it seems to have been getting worse. Then, a couple of days ago, the rash. Now it's driving me crazy. Itching all the time.
Oh, well, what a couple of crocks we are. Me and my cold, and you and your rash.
Yeah. Actually, we're beginning to sound like an old married couple already. And a couple of old hypochondriacs at that.
Oh, well, off you go to the chemist and get something for it. And I'll just lie here and have a good read.
Good morning, sir. What can I do for you?
Well, I've got this rash, and it's been itching like mad. I was wondering if you could give me anything for it.
Hmm, have you had the rash for long, sir?
No, just a couple of days.
On holiday, are you?
Yes. On honeymoon, actually.
I see. Done a bit of swimming since you arrived?
Of course.
And fruit? Have you eaten much fruit?
A fair amount, I should think. Why?
Just trying to get at the possible cause of the rash, sir. Too much exposure to salt water and sun when you're not used to it. Change your diet, eating an unusual amount of fruit. Any of these could cause it. I'll give you an antihistamine cream, which should ease the itching for you.
Well, that'll be a relief at any rate.
I must advise you to see a doctor about it, though, as soon as you can. The antihistamine will relieve you for a while, but it won't cure it.
Well, if it's only too much fruit or too much sun or something, I can easily get over it. I'll be going back home in a week or two anyway.
Suit yourself, sir, of course. But if this persists, I would see a doctor.
Jerry Daniels didn't bother to see a doctor, even though the rash persisted. Shirley's cold didn't seem to get any better either. But they were healthy young people. A persistent cold is miserable, but it's not the end of the world. A good antihistamine cream relieves itching, which makes a rash seem not so bad. When their honeymoon came to an end, they had their new life together to build and to enjoy. Shirley was occupied in the making of a home, Jerry occupied with his work, which now seemed so much more important since he had to work for two people. But as the weeks went by, so things got worse.
Is ridiculous.
Aren't you ever going to shake off that coat?
Oh, it's not my fault. I've done everything I can.
Well, don't snap at me, darling. I wasn't getting at you or anything. I'm just a bit worried about you, that's all. Look, where'd you go and see a doctor?
Oh, it's silly going running to a doctor with every little cold. Anyway, what about that rash of yours? That's not getting any better either.
Well, I keep meaning to go, but, well, there's so much to do.
Oh, it's the same for me. But really, we must do something. I can't seem to remember a time when I wasn't sneezing and stuffling.
I can't seem to remember a time when I wasn't itching.
Well, I think we should both go and see the doctor about it. Oh, it's certainly not getting any better.
No, you're right. If anything, it's getting worse.
Right. Then I'm going to fix an appointment with Dr. Hoffman for next Saturday morning, and we'll both get it fixed up at the same time.
Well, I must say, it's nice to see you two. I'm always pleased when my patients marry one another. It makes for one less possible house call, at any rate. Now, what's brought the two of you here at once?
Well, two quite different things, Dr. Hoffman.
Yes?
Shirley's had this terrible persistent cold for the past few weeks, and I seem to have developed an irritating rash.
Mm-hmm. What have you been doing about it?
I've been taking the usual things.
Yes?
Pills and tablets and so on, but they only seem to help for a little while, and then it's back. Worse than ever.
Yes, and you, Jerry?
A chemist gave me some antihistamine cream while I was on the honeymoon. It cures itching for a while, but the rash seems to be getting worse instead of better. And the cream seems to be less effective against the itching.
Well, I'll examine each of you separately, I think, and we'll see what we find. Shirley, you first. Jerry, just wait in the reception office for a while, will you?
Yeah.
Well, now that's over. First, I'd like to tell you both a couple of things. Jerry, you should have come to me earlier with this rash.
Well, I thought it was just that I'd had too much fruit or too much tea or something on honeymoon. I thought it would all blow over.
Yes, that's all very well, but you've been back from your honeymoon for a few weeks now. It might well have been something serious.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Dr. Hoffman. It just didn't seem that important. I mean, just a rash and a bit of itching.
And what about you, young lady? What's your excuse?
I didn't want to bother you with a little cold. After all, I've had plenty of them before without your help.
Well, all right. But now a few questions, if you please. Shirley, when did you first start this sniffling and sneezing?
Weeks ago. Before the wedding, in fact.
And what about you, Jerry?
Well, the same, really. The rash didn't appear until the honeymoon. But I had the itching for a long time before that.
It sounds to me like a rather unusual case. You see, what you have, Shirley, isn't really a cold. It has much the same symptoms, but it's more closely akin to what we call hay fever.
Hay fever? But I've never had that in my life.
Maybe so, but that's what I think you've got now. As for you, Jerry, you're suffering from another classic allergic reaction, a very itchy skin rash.
Allergic? But what could I be allergic to?
That's what we've got to find out. In fact, that's what we've got to find out in both cases, because hay fever is also an allergic reaction.
But how's it caused?
Well, an allergy is a hypersensitivity to certain things. Pollen, dust, animal fur. There are many things which can produce an allergic reaction.
Mm. Is that why some people can't stand cats?
Exactly, Jerry. There are people who are very sensitive to cat fur, or to the smell of cats. Some of them react very violently. Sneezing, difficulty in breathing, or violent itching.
But surely, if both Jerry and I are allergic to something or other, We would have known about it long ago.
No, not at all. An allergy can build up over a period of time. In fact, I know of a doctor once who built up an allergy in just this way to the type of soap they used in hospital operating theatres. He lost most of the skin off his hands before the allergy was discovered, as a result of which he had to give up surgery altogether.
I never realised allergy could be as serious as that. I've always thought it was a bit of a joke, in fact.
Many people do, but it's no joke. Hay fever, asthma and eczema are all allergic diseases, and there's nothing funny about any of them. People can develop extreme allergies to extremes of cold and heat, and no disease is funny if it can dictate where you may or may not live in this world.
No, I suppose it isn't. But is there anything that could be done about it?
Yes, there is. Jenny's been using one of the methods doctors most often used against allergic reactions, the use of antihistamine, which does help to alleviate the symptoms.
Yes, but as I told you, Doctor, it doesn't seem to be working as well as it should.
Well, you see, that's because you've only been using the cream, which, of course, is limited in its scope. I'm going to prescribe pills for both of you, antihistamine pills. This will help some of your symptoms, your cold, Shirley, and your rash, Jenny.
Well, as long as we can get rid of that, that'll be fine.
No, there are problems still. You see, this is only a palliative, a temporary measure, if you like. We're treating your symptoms and making them less unpleasant, but we're not curing the disease. And until we find out what's causing the allergy and eliminate the effect it's having on you, we're tackling this problem from the wrong end.
But if an antihistamine can help, then that's half the battle, surely.
No, it's not. Like many drugs, antihistamines have side effects. In particular, they tend to make people feel sleepy and slow to react.
What, all the time?
All the time you're taking them, yes. In many cases, it can be rather dangerous for a person taking antihistamine drugs to drive a car, for instance. And he can never take alcohol. The reaction is liable to be rather dangerous.
Yeah. Well, what's the answer, then?
Well, Jerry, the answer is a series of tests to find out what is the cause of the allergy. And that, I'm afraid, is going to take time.
Where do you start? I mean, from what you've told us, there could be anything.
Yes.
We could each have become allergic to different things, and it might take months to find out what it is.
Yes, I'm afraid it might take months. What we do is test various different substances by placing them in contact with your skin and watching the reaction. It's a matter of trial and error.
Mm. It's a pity it isn't a medical detective like Sherlock Holmes, who could think for a few moments and say, I know what the problem is. Obviously, it must be your old horsehair sofa. or something like that.
Well, there are such medical detectives, Jerry. They're called diagnosticians. And there are some of them who specialize in problems like yours. I'm going to send you to one of them, Dr. Fredericks.
Well, hope he can help, and help pretty quickly. I'm as fond of my sleep as the next man, but I can't fancy the idea of being permanently sleepy for months on end.
Jerry, it could be a great deal worse than simply being permanently sleepy for a few months. If this allergic reaction comes from what I suspect, then it could get so bad that you'd have to go into hospital, in spite of antihistamine.
You mean Jerry could get really ill?
Yes, Shirley, and so could you. But you see, the main idea of sending one of you into hospital in this case would be to separate you from each other.
Separate us? But good heavens, why?
Because, Jerry, I suspect that you two young people are allergic to each other.
And the clues were there. The complete lack of any allergic history on the part of either patient, and the beginning of allergy when they'd known each other for a short time. The sudden flaring up of the problem while they were on honeymoon, seeing more of each other than they ever had before, and the failure of the condition to respond to any treatment as their lives together progressed. Dr. Fredericks was inclined to agree with my diagnosis.
But of course there's no way of being absolutely sure without the proper tests, so I'm afraid that it'll still take an appreciable time, even if we are on the right lines.
What do you advise in the meantime, Doctor?
You must both continue with the antihistamine prescribed by Dr. Hoffman, of course. Apart from that, there are special difficulties.
What are they, Doctor?
Well, normally I would prescribe that the patient should keep away from the allergic substance, whatever it is. But in this case, you're newly married, are you not?
Yes, we are. Oh, I see what you mean about the difficulties.
Precisely. In a very special sense, you two are bad for one another.
Well, is the situation really as bad as Dr. Hoffman suggested, Doctor? I mean, could it become really ill from this allergy?
I would say so, yes. Allergic reactions can be very dangerous. And, of course, they tend in certain cases to be cumulative.
Does that mean we shouldn't live together?
I wouldn't go so far as to say that. After all, you are husband and wife, and you need each other. But I would suggest that physical contact between you should be kept to a minimum. Now, this is going to be difficult, I know. The only grain of comfort I can offer you is that
In fact, it will last only for a comparatively short time. Once we find the direct cause of the allergy, then treatments can begin at once.
All I can say is the sooner the better.
Well, there is one grain of comfort. The antihistamine will help. And this is going to be a difficult time for you both. You tend to be touchy and quarrelsome. But with the sleepy, soothing effect of the drug, you'll be less inclined to be so.
Strange. In other words, we're going to have to rely on a drug to stop us from fighting. Because we happen to love each other.
Oh, darling, I'm so sick of this. Even the antihistamine isn't helping very much anymore.
Same here. This itch gets worse every day.
Oh, and to think that we're doing it to each other. Oh, it's maddening.
Oh, I'm getting sick and tired of getting lifts to work and back. But I don't dare drive the car.
The worst thing for me is living like this. Like two strangers in the same house. Separate rooms, sitting at opposite ends of the table. Not even sharing the couch anymore.
And all the time it's getting worse. Oh, Shirley, how long can we go on?
Oh, I don't know. If they can't find out what's causing it, Sue, we won't even be able to live in the same house together.
Maybe the people who told us we were rushing into marriage were right, after all.
Oh, darling, don't say that.
Well, why not? It's true, isn't it? All we do to each other is make me itch and you sneeze. And if we go on, it'll get worse.
Oh, they are working on it. We just have to be patient, that's all.
We've been patient. 2 months now. There's nothing but tests. Tests and more tests. And all we sit at home, not daring to touch each other. Snarl, snap. Except when we're both so drugged we can't even talk.
But Dr. Friedrichs warned us that it might be like this. And so did Dr. Hoffman. I've been doing a little reading on the subject. You know, very often a person can't stand another one at first meeting them. But they don't quite know why. And quite often, it's because they have this particular allergic reaction.
I never thought of that. Well, I suppose it makes sense. In fact, I suppose we're just a particularly bad case. Not that we can't stand each other.
Oh, no. We loved each other at once. And I suppose the reason for that is that we felt an attraction stronger than any allergy. Even the violent allergy that we've developed.
In other words, we're not normal after all. Who knows? If they'd had a chance to get to know each other properly, maybe even Romeo and Juliet would have broken out in a rash.
Oh, dearie. What an unromantic idea.
Oh, darling, I'm just beginning to realize that maybe real love has very little indeed to do with romance. And an awful lot to do with living, by plain common sense.
Well, let me tell you, Mr. Daniels, that our marriage may be going through hard times at the moment, but it's still progressing, in spite of chemistry.
Well, it's a great pleasure to tell you both that we've at last discovered the cause of your problem.
Oh, that's wonderful, Doctor.
Yes, indeed. But what is it? What's causing the allergy?
In both cases, the same agent, curiously enough. It's a reaction for each of you against certain oils in the skin of the other.
But that would imply contact. And we've been avoiding that for months now, without helping the cure at all.
Well, actually, contact may not be necessary once the allergy has reached an advanced stage. It's similar to the reaction displayed by certain people against cats. They will react at the presence of a cat in the same room as themselves. In extreme cases, even in the same house.
Well, now that you've found out what it is, what do we do about it?
Well, there are two ways of combating the problem. One is to use adrenaline, ephedrine, and iodides. And this can relieve suffering in extreme cases.
But that sounds a bit impermanent, like the antihistamine treatment we're having already.
It is impermanent in many cases, which is why I never prescribed it in the first place. The second treatment is much more effective, and it is permanent.
What does it consist of?
It has been found that minute, but ever-increasing doses of the allergic agent itself can, in fact, render a patient immune in time to its effect.
That's the way people used to immunize themselves against snake bites and various poisons, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it can be effective. So the treatment I would recommend to you will consist of injections administered over a period of time of the agency which causes the allergy for each of you. Small extracts of certain compounds found in the other's natural skin oils.
What the doctor's saying, darling, is that the only cure for us is us.
A very neat way of putting it, too.
very glad to see you again, Shirley. I've been keeping in touch with Dr. Fredericks on your case. Now, how long have you been having the treatments?
Oh, nearly 6 months now, Dr. Hoffman.
And are you satisfied with them? Any improvement?
Oh, there certainly has been. We live a normal life now. We have done for months. It's like a miracle.
And no more recurrence of your sneezes and Jerry's rash then?
None at all.
Good.
And I must say, it's nice not to feel half doped all the time with antihistamine.
Well, if ever two young people had a rocky start to marriage, you two did. Through no fault of your own. Well, now, what brings you here to see me today? Not a cold, I hope.
No, Doctor. Something a great deal more exciting than that.
Oh,
I hope. Hello, darling. You're home early?
Yes. The traffic was light for once. Hi.
Oh, I'll never get over how wonderful it is just to be able to kiss you alone.
Same here. We've stopped being bad for each other. From now on, nothing but good.
Yes, very good. More good than you know yet.
Oh, secrets, eh? Oh, come on, out with it. I can see you're bursting with news.
Well, I went to see Dr. Hoffman today.
I'd have thought you had quite enough of doctors by now.
Oh, not quite enough. You see, we're not finished with the problems of loving one another yet.
Oh, I've had quite enough of problems, especially those we seem to make for each other. What's this one?
Only a very little problem at the moment. But it's going to get a lot bigger in time.
Well, what is it?
Jerry, I'm going to have a baby.
You what? Oh, but darling, that's no problem. That's the most marvelous thing that's happened to us yet.
Well, darling, Romeo and Juliet never managed to beat that.
Darling, only you will be clever enough to make me twice as happy as I deserve. And after all, it's only right that we should have twins to make up for the false start.
Are you really happy?
Oh, my darling, very happy. And you?
Oh, yes. Happier than I ever dreamed of.
Shirley, you're not... It's not starting all over again, is it?
Oh, no, sweetheart. The fluff from the blanket was tickling my nose.
I'll tell you something, my girl. Whenever you sneeze from now on, I want to be sure of one thing.
What's that?
That you're catching a miserable, streaming, blessedly ordinary cold.
As it happens, right up to the time I stopped practice, Shirley Daniels had far fewer colds than most of my patients. The last time I heard from her and Jerry, they were the proud parents of a girl, as well as the twin boys. There was no further recurrence of their allergy problem. They made sure of that by regular booster shots of the compounds which Dr. Fredericks had used to cure them. In fact, they lived a very happily married life from then on.
Medical File, the documented story of the men and women who in hospitals, research centers, and lonely surgeries guard our lives. Listen again next week for another true story from Medical File.